Now recruiting Creation Rangers.
Written by Kids Answers Magazine. Narrated by Casey Miracle.
All right, recruit. We're here to make you a Creation Ranger. This boot camp will teach you what the Bible says about nature and how to care for God's creation. That starts with being a good steward of what God made. What's a steward? Well, a steward takes care of something valuable that belongs to someone else. Stewards don't own the valuable thing, but they care for it like they do. Think of it like your mom trusting you to use her phone. You'd want to make sure you took good care of it and give it back to her without a scratch, right? Especially if you wanted to use it again. Well, that's similar to what Creation Rangers are called to do with the whole world. Being a good steward of God's creation means taking care of the world, because God made it and told us to watch over it. Where did He tell us to watch over it? In the Bible, your Ranger Guidebook. Creation Ranger Guidelines. Creation Rangers live by some important biblical truths. 1. God made the universe and everything in it in 6 days, just 6,000 years ago. Genesis 1. 2. Because of sin, all creation suffers from the curse. Genesis 3, Romans 8, verses 20 through 27. 3. God told humans to take care of His creation. Genesis 1, verse 28, Psalm 8. 4. Our world shows how amazing God is and points to Him. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. Romans 1, verse 20. 5. God cares for what He made. Matthew 6, verse 30. Matthew 10, verse 29. Obeying God's command. The first humans, Adam and Eve, got a job right from the start. God told them to take care of the Garden of Eden, Genesis 2, verse 15. But after sin and the curse, Genesis 3, the world wasn't the very good place it was right after God made it. Now, even in a fallen world, God still watches over everything, from the sparrows to the flowers to the stars. And we can do the same because we want to obey God. He gave us a command to be good stewards of His world, Genesis 1, verse 28, to care for it because He made it. And that's exactly what we should do. How can you be a Creation Ranger? 1. Enjoy being in nature. That sounds super easy, and it is. The more you're outside, the more you'll enjoy what God made. Play, watch birds, fly a kite, hike, camp, swim, climb, just get out there. 2. Learn about the world. God made an incredible world filled with all kinds of wonderful animals and plants, not to mention the mountains and valleys and oceans and, well, you get the idea. There's so much to learn about. Like what? Well, like how honeybees make honey, or what causes waves, or where the biggest butterflies live. 3. Let it go. Isn't it fun to check out the patterns on a box turtle's shell or watch lightning bugs blink? There are so many amazing animals to see. But don't forget to leave them where you found them. That way, someone else can enjoy them too, and they can keep on filling the earth like God told them to do in Genesis 1. 4. Stick to pictures. Instead of picking all the flowers you think are pretty, or taking eggs out of nests or removing cocoons, how about snapping a picture instead? When lots of people disturb places in nature by taking items or causing noise, it can cause problems for animals and plants. With pictures, you can look at these places again and show your friends, and nothing gets hurt. 5. Be careful. Did you know God cares about how we treat animals? For example, see what He says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 10. Being a Creation Ranger doesn't mean just taking care of our pets. It means doing our best to not hurt any animals just for fun. Even the tiny ones, like ants, do big jobs and can teach some very cool lessons. Proverbs 6, verse 6. Warning, don't get it backward. Nature is really cool, no doubt about it. From trees to mountains to galaxies, it's all amazing. But some people put the focus on the creation instead of on the creator. They love the world, but not the one who made it. That's backward. We take care of the world best when we know and love the maker of the world. Talk it over. Humans are the only creatures God made in His image. Genesis 1, verse 26. We didn't evolve from other life forms. We were made complete and unique from the very beginning. That means we have a special place in creation. For example, Psalm 8 says God gave us authority over everything He made on the earth. And what's even more amazing? We are the focus of God's plan of salvation through Jesus. John 3, verses 16 and 17. That means we have a huge responsibility and a huge blessing. God intended for us to care for His creation like He would. When we do that well, we bring glory and honor to Him. And that gives us a chance to tell the world about our Savior. In what other ways can you take care of the world God made? How has the curse of Genesis 3 made caring for the world more difficult than it was before the fall? Why do you think some people go overboard when it comes to taking care of the earth?